Blog Talk Radio.
Every heart.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be in the world on this lovely day. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, here today with the amazing, wonderful Susan Brochin, our favorite astrologist and Akashic Records specialist. And I am so excited to have her here today. And we're going to go live on Facebook as well. So we're going to get that set up. And then I'm going to bring Susan on here. And Susan has exciting stuff for us today. So let's bring Susan on the air and say good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning,
hi.
Cynthia. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Susan. Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, thank you. How are you in this new 2019 year?
I am feeling very grounded, and I just wanted to start and tell you that I picked a card for everybody today, which I think came out so perfectly. It's Chop Wood, number 42 from Colette Baron-Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck, and it's all about being grounded. So I couldn't think of a more perfect card for today's conversation.
That is awesome. That's awesome. So I'm just jumping on Facebook Live here. So that our Facebook Live people won't be able to see you, but they'll be able to hear you anyway. And so Chopwood, oh my God, I get that card so much that it's the picture's like ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's perfect for Capricorn energy. So that's what
right.
I talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Totally true, because Capricorn's all about working, right? We've talked a little bit about this with my rising sign is Capricorn.
Yeah,
so we're going to talk a lot about Capricorn today. So I'm just going to say a quick hi to people that are jumping on to Facebook Live. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Mary Ann. Satnam, Deb. Thank you so much. Satnam. Cool. So Capricorn, here we are in a brand new year. Is there sort of any sort of like parting wisdom from the year we've just come out of as we are now bridged into this new year?
Oh, let's see. A parting wisdom. You know, everything I'm reading from various people talk, 2018 was challenging. And,
yes.
You know, I think we all have our own experience based on our own lives, our own charts. But I think that Capricorn, if we just stay on our path, committed to something, routines, plans, it might be more grounded, more predictable. There are things we can do to help avert surprises, although there will be those as well. There always are. So that's the beginning. I think we could start talking about yesterday's eclipse as sort of a little bit of a view of what is going to try to happen this year. Yesterday's eclipse allowed us to peek in.
Interesting.
I don't know if you want me to talk more about that or not.
Well, I'm laughing thinking about my day yesterday and not so sure that I like what I peeked into.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I do want to let everybody know that I probably sound a little bit funny today because I went into a house last weekend to look at as a potential house to purchase, and it was a foreclosure and it had mold. So I got sick. I sound a little congested. Anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that in case they're wondering, oh, she doesn't sound herself today. Okay. Not quite so sure that I like that.
Well, you know, maybe it's something to overcome. Maybe it's something to be aware of, you know, like look for the details. You know, actually, if you look at it that way, you went and investigated it, you found out something, so you're not going to go there, right?
Right.
That could be your theme. I'm going to look hard for all the details, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was definitely an interesting situation. Say that.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It just was interesting.
Right.
So I'm actually gonna pull a card as well from the Wisdom of the Hidden Realm. And I'm going to ask, what can spirit show us that would be beneficial that is hidden from our currently hidden from our view?
Okay.
During this period of time, the cosmic eclipses and everything. That's great. So the cosmos is the card, and you know, it's interesting. I've had this deck for quite a few years. This is also Paulette Brennan, who we both love and adore. And I've never ever picked this card.
Whoa.
Really interesting. It's really a beautiful card. And it's all about creativity in all forms, because everything is available and represented in the cosmos, right? It's mm-hmm. also a reminder that life is creative and that we're always co-creating with the divine. So, you know, I will say to people, be careful what you wish for, right? Because we are always co-creating. And sometimes we're co-creating things that we might not exactly want, you know? The cosmos is about the intentions that we set. And, mm-hmm. and know that we have an effect on other beings in the universe as well. So be clear about our intentions, not only for us, but also for what we're birthing out into the world. Really?
Right.
And this is all about creating your destiny and your future, coupled with the Capricorn right now. What a beautiful thing, right? Your card, and you create your divine destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. And you know, that goes along with the whole idea of what a new moon is all about, especially when it was amplified by an eclipse. A new mm-hmm. moon is a time to plant seeds. So not only are we planting seeds at this new moon, but we are planting seeds at the beginning of this new year. And we're doing it in an earth sign of Capricorn. How perfect is that? Where do you plant seeds? In the ground, of course. So,
that is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's really, really good. So I'm going to be sure that you probably agree with me on this, that, again, we need to be really careful about the seeds we're planting.
Right.
Yeah.
Clarity, 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 you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the so the new moon was yesterday, correct?
Yeah, it was last night for the I'm in the West Coast. For me, it went exact at about 5:30 p.m., so that would have been 8:30 East Coast time and everything in between to do the math. I'm assuming that some of us are aware of it and did something special to signify, you know, that moment, that time, or we still have 6 months to work on it and a couple more eclipses to give us more light on it, on whatever it or more than it is. So, yeah.
Great. And, I like the idea of planting seeds. A lot of people do New Year's resolutions, and I'm for sure that New Year's resolutions are really planting seeds, because every archetype has a light side and a dark side to it, and the archetype of New Year's resolutions are actually the shadow side of that is that they're made to be broken. And most people most people don't keep New Year's resolutions. So I really like to do more sort of creative and proactive things like vision boards or dream boards. And I found that they are super, super like attracting magnets when you do them properly, because anybody can just stick pictures on a board, but that doesn't activate them. You know, it's sort of like anybody can make a resolution, but then, you know, not stick to it. And it's kind of like the same, anybody can stick a picture on a board. But when you plant something, you have to sort of nurture it. You have to, you know, water the seed. You have to make sure it gets enough light, et cetera.
Right.
And I think for me, like, vision boards and dream boards kind of do that more than a resolution.
So it's so funny that you talked about watering. Because this eclipse to do with the Cancer Capricorn nodes, which are different points of the orbits of the moon that this right brain person can't explain very well, but I kind of get it. What I wrote down too is, you know, the Capricorn energy is grounded, committed, responsible. And the Cancer energy on the other side is loving and caring. So if you're trying to plant a garden, for example, you need to water it. But you also need, you know, that whole thing about Dr. Emoto and, you know, all of the intentionality that you put into your water, and you do the same with your garden, and you love what is coming, even though you don't even know what it is. So you go in between devotion and commitment, right? Commitment is the plan, the Capricorn, and devotion is the Cancer. And that's kind of the theme for the year.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's really neat. So between devotion, can you say that again?
Well, let's see, I'll try. The Cancer is the intentionality filled with love and caretaking. And Cancer, the archetype of Cancer is the mother, right? Mm-hmm. Compassion, caring, right? And so you're actually wanting to mother and love that which you plant in the Capricorn, you know, ground of you know, sort of daily practice and habits and commitment, you know. So let me bring it to something that a lot of people do at the beginning of the year. I want to get my body in shape. You know how the gym's always really crowded, right?
And then the end of February, it's empty again.
Yeah. So, but if you do it with the Aries energy, which Mars went into Aries on the 1st of January, if you do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be, how long are you going to last? Right? So if you do it okay, you know what? I'm going to love what I do. And if I don't go one day, I'm going to forgive myself. And if I stop for a week, I'm not going to stop completely. I'm going to just go, okay, you know, back to self-love, back to self-acceptance. You go to the gym, you keep working at it. And that's a little bit like the garden or any intention that you plant at the beginning of the year.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, because so for listeners who don't know about if you start something under the sign of Aries, can you just give them a little clue there?
Oh, yeah. Aries is like, I'm going to be first. I'm going to run up the mountain. I'm going to, you know, make sure everybody knows that I did it. You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be first in line. I'm going to give it with gusto. Now, that's all great. We need that, right? That a car doesn't start if we don't turn on the ignition. But it's so much more complicated than that. You know, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We have to be ready for surprises, you know. So if there's Aries in your chart, it's a great thing, absolutely. But just to be mindful of what that I'm first, I'm going to do this no matter what kind of energy, that's just part of a whole matrix. So does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, totally makes sense. That's really interesting. I don't think I have any Aries in my chart. Now, Aries, is that an air sign or
Aries
fire?
No, it's big fire. Mars goes along with Aries, and that's where we are right now. Aries is very happy. Mars is very happy in Aries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know I don't have any Aries in my chart because I have no fire in my chart.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, really interesting. So another friend of mine who's also an astrologer said, looked at my chart one time and said, oh, you have no fire in your chart. God was smart because you're fiery enough without it.
You know what? That's absolutely true.
Mm.
Yeah.
She said, I didn't need any fire in my chart.
Yeah.
Yeah, really interesting. So, Susan, on the Facebook page, we have a question. So it's about someone is born under Capricorn moon. So does that have any significance, you know, with this new moon? And she's also a Cancer rising.
Okay. Well, the Cancer rising is going to be more important there. So for Cancer rising, let me see, I have a little thing here. Okay, so the Capricorn moon is going to be affected, and that Capricorn energy is going to be affected when the moon is in Capricorn every year, right? Everybody is affected by this Capricorn energy, but the rising sign is the one that gives you where in your chart it will hit. So for someone with a Cancer rising, the Cancer would be governing the first house, and that means the Capricorn is directly opposite in the seventh house. So for that person, they're going to feel this groundedness, this energy of kind of having a plan. They're going to feel shifts and changes, but they're slow and subtle in an earth sign in her house of one-on-one relationships. Okay.
Oh,
that does not necessarily mean marriage, but it could if you are, but it could also mean partnership, like if you're in a business partnership or a best friend or even a very close sibling, anybody that's close to you. So some kind of deepening, some kind of slow moving groundedness change is going to happen in that part of her life.
Oh, that's really interesting. And it sounds really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Marianne, I hope that your question. I think that sounds like some fabulous news.
You know, it could also be a time when a partner's coming, you know, but who knows about that? That's so much more complicated than the energy of the time, you know.
Right. I'm going to pick a card for her to go along with this and see what the oracle is going to add to this for her. Let's see. The cards are just falling all over the place. Oh my goodness, they're really active this morning. Okay. Never-ending story. So how do you think that could apply to this, Susan? Oh, I got it. So what's that?
I said, I think you have fire in your chart somewhere, like in the mind.
Yeah. Well, you've seen my chart.
I know.
Right. So the never-ending story, it's like, don't get wrapped up in all the old drama, right? Especially if it's a relationship thing.
Right.
You want to be really mindful that you're doing things differently this time. Don't get wrapped up in the drama of the past. And it's so interesting because on this card, it's a fairy sitting on top of a one of those sand clocks there. What do you call those things? You know,
time,
the hourglass.
Yeah,
the hourglass. And inside of the hourglass, it has a heart, and it's about love. And it says, yes, love, me, yes. Yes, no, yes, no. So, you know, it's really about choices and choosing and how you are interacting within the relationship, right? Don't go back to that old stuff. Look for new, you know, really have new healthy patterns.
Right. Cynthia, if I may,
yes.
You know, you were talking about New Year's resolutions and bringing them into intention. And it just occurred to me that, you know, the card and where this Capricorn energy in one's chart could frame what one wants to create this year. And then when you pull never-ending story, a question that she can ask herself is, what can I do differently in order to make something last? What kind of plan can I make? What kind of strategy can I make? Because that's what Capricorn's all about. Responsibility,
like
strategy.
That.
You see? So
yes.
You can kind of integrate all of that into what you want to create this year.
That's fabulous. And this is why I love astrology and oracle cards together.
Yeah.
You know, they're really a perfect match, and they just give you one more level up of, you know, understanding and perspective. Really, really, really cool. So Marianne says, it makes perfect sense. Wonderful. So exciting. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Oh, my God. Yay. This is so much fun. I love when you're on the show with me. You're so much fun.
Well, we're like sisters, you know, on different parts of the country that have never met, right?
Right. Totally opposite ends of the country.
Right.
I don't get much further out on the East Coast, and you don't get much further out on the West Coast.
Right.
Yeah. And speaking of the West Coast, you just had a big Kirtan New Year's celebration that you hosted with your husband.
Oh, yes, we did.
Is that correct?
Yes, we did. We did a chanting event with a very well-known group here called Shantala. And then we had a fire ceremony at midnight where we sang a mantra for enlightenment called the Gayatri.
Oh, that was awesome. I love the Gayatri mantra.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That must have been magical.
It was good.
Nice. It was good. I love that. That's really, really awesome.
I started doing a New Year's, you know, that would kind of set the tone for the whole year. We started doing it, my husband and I, about 10 years ago, where we're starting in meditation and prayer and, you know, and upliftment. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really great. I'm just asking, somebody wants a card on Facebook. I'm just asking if they know any of their astrology.
Okay.
So that way we can give her a good, you know, a double bonus, a good something there. Okay. So, yeah, really exciting. And I love, so this year for New Year's, I did a house party with one of my students who you know because you've been in class with her, and we all love her so much, the phenomenal Miss Jeannie Bundy. And we had a great time. So for the first time, this is totally off topic, but for the first time ever, I played Cards Against Humanity.
I don't know if you've ever played that game.
Yeah. So my kids are funny because my son and daughter-in-law want to play it like in the holidays every time we get together because we usually play a game. And they're like, no, we can't play it with you. And I'm like, why not? So anyhow, I know why now after playing it at this. It was an adult party. There were no kids there. But anyway, I thought it was actually kind of hilarious. And I thought, oh, it's not as bad as they said it was. You know, they forget at 50-something. You've been around the block a few times.
Yep.
Anyway, but so it was a lot of fun. And what there's a ritual that Jeannie and her husband do that I really like. And I had actually forgotten about it because my grandparents did this where after midnight, right? So you strike 12, you kiss everybody, whatever, Happy New Year, blow the horns. You walk out the door and then walk back in. And it symbolizes leaving all the old stuff from the past year outside and coming in with a fresh start.
Very cool.
Yeah, I really, really liked that. And it reminded me that my grandparents did that. And I had forgotten about it because I hadn't seen anybody do that since I was a little kid. And I thought that was really neat. And, you know, and remember, people, that we have lots of New Year's happening all around the world, you know. So if you missed it on this one, the Chinese New Year is coming up in February. Do it then.
There you go. Or you can actually just make your own New Year anytime you want, you know, symbolically. But I think, you know, the energy portal right now was opened up by the eclipse. And so this is a between now and then there's another eclipse on the 21st of January. So the time between now and then is eclipse season, and it's especially sensitive to what do you want to create, you know,
and
how do you want to be.
Right. And 2019 is the year to get things really going, right? If you're starting something new, it is not going to be the time to do that in 2020.
That's totally true.
So this is the year, people. If you are starting something new, this is the year to do it. I just totally messed my hair up. Sorry. Because I'm on Facebook Live, and I did something in my hair. Oh my goodness. You guys get me real and raw hair. This is funny. So Deb on Facebook had asked for a card for the new year. I asked her if I knew any, if she had any astrology, but she didn't respond. But I did pull a card, and the card is soulmate, which is a beautiful thing. Miss Deb, you have soulmates. And so when I pulled the card, I asked Spirit, you know, what is in the highest good for Deb to know for 2019 and soulmates. So that's beautiful. And, you know, of course, soulmates doesn't always mean Oh, let's see. She just sent me the info. Maybe she sent it to me in a private message. Soulmates doesn't mean that, you know, it's necessarily a love relationship, but, you know, soulmates can be, are, you know, other people too, friends. A soulmate can be somebody that you meet in a moment. Oh, let's see. Oh, she put her whole chart on my timeline. Okay. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. So she's creative idealist. And okay. And so you know, I love the creative idealist. They're in the moment, right? And so her son is Cancer. I can't see the whole thing, so I'm not sure what house it's in.
Okay, do you have the information you could just throw at me and I'll just put it on the software?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So July 18th,
1956. Oh my gosh, that's one day before me.
What's that?
That's one day before me.
Oh my God. Now, isn't Colette's birthday July 19th also?
No, hers was like the 14th, I think.
14th, okay. The 18th was my aunt, my godmother's birthday. Interesting.
Okay, what, do you have the year?
Yeah, 1957.
Okay.
12 p.m., so I don't know if that means she doesn't know what her birth time was or if it was actually her birth time.
I'm just going to throw that in and see what happens.
Yeah,
12
okay.
p.m., and where was it?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, maybe someone you know.
Yeah, I do know. We went to healer school together.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
she graduated the year before I did.
All right, so I'm going to calculate. So let's add.
Great. She's got a lot of Leo.
Yes. So you want to hear something even weirder? She's got the same rising as me if she was born at noon. So that means.
Aries, rising.
What's that? Rising is Libra.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the moon sign. Sorry.
Yeah, that would affect her fourth house.
Okay.
Which is, okay, so here's the fourth house. And this is like the house definition, the house categories can be really broad. Okay. So it says home, roots, family, self-care, emotions, foundations, mother, children, women, femininity. That's a lot. So when I look at that, it can mean your physical home or your home within yourself, your own foundation of your own beliefs, of your own emotional well-being, right? Where are you at home? What, you know, that could also like mean, you know, in a small scale, your tribe, you know, where do you feel comfortable, you know? So how the Capricorn energy will affect her has to do with her own interpretation of what that means for her. You know what I mean? Like,
so
that's such a big category.
That's so interesting because knowing her personally, she recently moved and has simplified her life tremendously. And she's really, yes. So that is really interesting. You know, and then coupled with the soulmate, really, cool. It looks like she's going to have a good year.
And one other thing that I wanted to mention, because if with a Cancer sun at 25 degrees, she is strongly affected by the Capricorn Cancer node thing that's happening in the eclipse. The Capricorn node right now during this eclipse is at 27, which is only 2 degrees from her natal sun. And what happened for me is that when that was happening, it started a big dharmic awakening, and that's when I rediscovered astrology only 2 or 3 months ago. So it could be a hidden gift that she didn't know about that could be affected by this nodal energy, right? And that's also right by,
So not only did she graduate with a Master Healer certification 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, she also went to Kundalini Yoga School, and she's a Kundalini Yoga teacher also.
Yes. So.
And that was all in the last. She did that last year or the year. Within the last 2 years, she did all that.
Right. Right. So one thing that I would say that I'm kind of getting to tell both of you is that the fourth house is where one is comfortable. And so she has now moved. She now has the Kundalini certification, and she could start to ground in with the Capricorn energy to really make those two things more of her home during the next year or so when this is
wow.
happening.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. super helpful. Super, super helpful.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So I hope that helps them. And then we have Cindy, would love the card, and she's a Leo with Virgo rising. Oh, no wonder I love her so much. Me, Miss Virgo.
Yeah. Okay, Virgo rising. I can tell you where it's going to hit if you want to.
Okay.
Okay, so she's really lucky, these Virgo risings this year. They get hit with Capricorn energy in the fifth house. And what the fifth house I've heard called recently is the fun house. That's inner child.
So is it literal fun, or could it be also like crazy, like a fun house at the circus?
It could be literal fun. Well, it is more than that. It's romance, love, play, opening up to the inner child, childlike spirit, joy, self-expression, and drama. It's probably a good year to try something new that will give her joy. You know, I was thinking doing cartwheels on a Beano kind of thing, like no matter how old, right? That's just sort
right.
of archetypical, you know? And so it also could be the children that are in one's own life. But not in a heavy way of like Capricorn parenting, but more in a lighthearted, fun, hey, let's go to the beach, let's go to the, you know, amusement park, let's go to Disneyland, let's create fun in our lives to integrate that theme.
That,
so there you go.
Great. And the card that I picked is Thinker from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. So it's, don't get wrapped up too much in overthinking things, right? So, yeah. and, you know, because I know Cindy well, and she too, like myself, can overanalyze things a little bit. So don't overanalyze things.
That,
you know,
yeah,
it's like, be a little more spontaneous.
Cindy I know? Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. I know,
is
we're both so excited. Yes,
it's the
you know.
Yes. Oh, hello, Cindy. You live near a beach. Go to the beach.
Yes, she is near a beach. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So don't overthink it. Have some fun. And, yeah.
It's also a good, yeah. It's a good year to take an improv class.
Oh, now, wouldn't mm-hmm. that be fun?
Yeah. Or go to, right.
Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, that's great. That's really great. So, oh my God, Susan, here I went. And the queue is like filled up over here. And I was on really asking, answering all the questions on Facebook. So, how about if we try to fire off a couple of really quick calls? And,
okay.
All right. So, this is going to be rapid fire, you guys. So if you know
okay.
what your rising, if you know sort of like any of your astrology, that would be really helpful. And keep it to sort of like one question or one subject. And then we'll see how many callers we can get to because the queue has got quite a few people in here now. All right. So so the first call is 775 and the last four digits 2222. And they're coming
hi.
On now. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia and Susan. Who's best, please?
Wonderful. Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And yeah. how can we support you today?
perfect word. It's regarding my employment. I am currently employed. They're not giving me the refresher training that was promised after my accident. And I'm going to talk to my boss later next week, maybe Tuesday. And I will not be demanding. I'll be very positive, like win-win. I want to support you. I want to be independent. And I'm going to ask him for that refresher training. Meanwhile, I'm applying at other jobs that come up, like Dignity Health and also United Health Group. And what's going to happen? Will I keep my employment for at least a year? Will I transition to a new job? What is going to happen?
Well, you know, prediction questions like that are really flexible. And I don't necessarily like to answer questions specifically like that, because really you're giving your power away by asking a question of that form. However, what I can do is, you know, like, what could you expect with your current employment? And then I could pick a card and see, you know, what Spirit wants to share with that. And then also, do you know any of your astrology, your sun sign, moon sign, rising sign?
I was born on July the 6th, 1951 at 8:45 at night.
Okay, so you don't know your off the top of your head? Okay. Susan, could you plug that in really quickly?
I can do that, but all I want to know is where.
Right.
Oakland, California.
Okay, got it.
Okay, super. And Susan, I know that you have sort of some information, too, on how this Capricorn year and all these eclipses and everything are going to affect each sign. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
So I want to, so I don't forget.
I can tell you a little bit about background information about it.
I want to mention it now so I don't forget.
Okay, a big cluster of planets that are in Capricorn, right? And they're moving around, you know, in various different ways. But together are Mercury, Saturn, Sun, Pluto, and Moon, and they're in an eclipse, which kind of sets the tone with that energy. So for you, Wendy, you are a Leo rising with a whole bunch of Cancer planets in the 12th house of spirituality, okay? As far as this eclipse, you know, we could talk more about that another time, but regarding right now where this is affecting you, it would be in the sixth house. Now, in the sixth house, you don't have any planets, but the flavor, the job of the sixth house actually goes along with the area of life that you are interested in, which sounds like healthcare, right? So the sixth house is health, fitness, systems, analytical nature, work habits, organization. So you can make use of this Capricorn energy by getting a real plan for what you're going to say. Be really organized. You talked about the attitude with which you'd like, but I would suggest even more, you know, analytical, sort of like, you know, this is what, you know, write your own goals within what you want to say to the people who are in charge of giving you what you want work-wise. So that might be, you know, I'm not really sure, but because I'm not familiar with exactly what you do, but maybe something like, how can you be of use to them? What could you do in terms of helping the organization? You know, just like really writing down a whole plan of how you think it could possibly go. Just sitting down for a couple of hours, get really serious about it, bring in that Capricorn grounding, responsible energy, and even use some of the terms of what Capricorn is all about, which is, I can be of service to your organization, I'm reliable, I'm dependable, you know, all that kind of stuff. So That's one way to do it.
Perfect.
That sounds like good advice. I work on the phone. I talk to members of the health insurance company and doctors and their staff, and it's very intense, and I'm not getting the help that I was promised. And so meanwhile, I'm applying right now online to another company, Dignity.
Uh-huh.
That sounds perfect for me.
It's a good name.
But
yeah,
do you feel like I'll be able to keep my employment at least for a year and maybe transition into a new job?
Cynthia, I'll defer to you.
Yeah, so Wendy, the cards say that you have time. You don't have to rush this. But it's really important that you take time sort of to nurture yourself. I feel like you can be a little bit hard on yourself. Is that correct?
What are you saying, that I don't take time for myself?
In my mind, that my mind kind of gets a little wrapped up in thinking, right?
I think that I'm not as kind to myself as I am to others.
Yes, thank you. Right. Mm-hmm. So this next year is going to be really important for you to focus on nurturing yourself and your spirit and being kind to yourself, okay? And also that I'm going to recommend, if you're not meditating, that you really find a meditation practice that you can do consistently. I really like to do guided meditations. I love Colette Baron Reed's app. I love David G. There's meditation by Dawson Church called Eco Meditation. That is the only meditation I have ever done that my mind actually does go blank. I'm going to suggest that you find a really, you know, some meditations that you really like and that you stick to it. They don't have to be long. I love what Ian LeVan Zant says, that a 3-minute good meditation is better than a 20-minute crappy meditation. Right?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind and make some space for that. And imagine, you know, this is a time for you to really to co-create the future that you would like to see. You have to imagine what it looks like as if you're already living it.
Okay.
Okay.
And Cynthia, just to kind of segue along with that, I'm looking at her chart right now, and she has her south node in Pisces in the 8th. Pisces is watery, flowy, where she can grow, and 8th is doing some deep investigative work on oneself, and she's got a whole bunch of planets in the 12th, which is all about meditation. So that's definitely,
yeah, it goes perfectly with this. So I would say, Wendy, that should be where your focus is, and then the job will, you know, the job situation will evolve.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm applying for a job that is just written for me in heaven, and their approach to members is more patience and empathy and kindness, and that's where I'm coming from. So that's the community. And so I am going to apply there. I just want to be consistently employed for a solid year, and then I might consider retiring.
Yeah. Awesome. Like I said, you know, it says you've got time. You're not running out of time with this, so you're secure. And, you know, really focus on, so I'm going to say, be kind to yourself, because if that's the kind of environment you want to work in, you have to be kind to yourself first, and then that energy will come forward before you even put the application in.
Right.
Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. Hope that helps.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Be well.
Bless you both.
Blessings to you also.
Thanks.
Oh, that was fun. So we only have 4 minutes left. Oh my God. We can stay on Facebook Live for a little while, like 10 or 15 minutes, if you want, Susan, if you have time. I don't know. I always stay on. If you don't have time, that's okay. Should we try to grab one more really quick caller?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time. Okay. So, caller, it's got to be really quick, concise question. I'll pull a card for you, and hopefully you know your astrology information. So this person has been on the line for an hour, 780-0941. Let's see if we can get them in here. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Cynthia. It's Jay calling. Welcome to the new year.
Hey, Jay. Thank you, and welcome to the new year as well. All right, Jay, we've got 3 minutes.
Sure. My sun sign is Aries, and my ascendant is Sagittarius. I'm an Aries.
Okay, we got it. All right, perfect.
Here we go.
Okay, Sagittarius rising. You're going to be the Capricorn hit is going to be in the second house of money. Money, work, income, daily routines, values, material possessions, habits, work, and work ethic. And one other quick thing about Sag, you know that Jupiter is in Sagittarius now, so that's going to expand your first house. And so it's, you know, it's kind of expansion, good luck. And so having some kind of system around how you want to organize your money, what do you want to do with it, you know, kind of put that grounding Capricorn energy onto what's happening in the second house.
Awesome. Thank you.
So yeah. It's so interesting. So the card that I picked was to the sea. And that's about being in the flow and returning to source, right? And know that pieces somehow fall together, right? When you're in alignment with your higher power, with your higher self. And so a question I like to ask myself in the morning is, how can I stay in harmony today? Or how can I be in alignment today? And then I'll pick an oracle card, and it's really super helpful. So Jay, I don't know if you have oracle cards or if you
have. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so that's a really super helpful question when you start your day. And, you know, because it reminds you of how to stay in harmony today. And again, so this card relating to your year and how Capricorn's going to affect you is remember to be in the flow of things. And remember that when you're in the flow, life is smooth and it works wonderful. And even if the waves come up, when you're flowing with them, you know, you can just ride the wave.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We have a minute left, Jay. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Susan. So
right,
I just
want
to let people know that you can how they can find you. Susan's email is srbrochin at comcast.net. Mm-hmm. You can also check out Susan's website, the Akashic. Can you say that, please?
AkashicHealthAndHealing.com.
Oh, sorry, say it again because the thing was telling us we only have 90 seconds left.
Okay, AkashicHealthAndHealing.com.
Oh, Health and Healing. It was all together, so I couldn't make sense of it. So it's AkashicHealthAndHealing.com. And of course,
oh, there's an H in there. Never mind. Okay. They'll find it.
Okay. Well, it's on the page anyway. I'll post it on my Facebook page also. And then, of course, you guys, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. You know, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. I'm here just about every Sunday with you guys, going to church on Sunday. And Susan hopefully is going to be a really regular contributor to the show because she's so much fun. And so we're going to jump over to Facebook Live. So and you guys that we didn't get to on the callers, you can jump over to Facebook Live and ask your questions on my public page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Or it might be Cynthia Fontaine. You guys will find it. All right, so we are closing out here. Happy 2019 to you all. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us.
Yeah, so how do I get on Facebook Live?
Okay, so let me see.
I wonder if I can bring you up live on the camera.
Oh,
no, it's not giving me the option. Why don't you call me? Do
call
it on the phone.
Phone.
Yeah, I'll put you
on
speaker.
Phone. Okay, so give me your phone number.
Oh, hold on. Do I have your phone number?
My 650-208-0500.
No, don't give it over the air.
Oh God.
I'm gonna text you my number.
Oh dear.
That's okay, I cut you off.
Okay.
Okay, I just texted you my number. Call me and we'll do it that way.
Okay. I don't know what I'm on and what I'm not on. Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.